This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Billie Eilish. Here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Channel 5. As the Kansas City Chiefs eye an expected return from Travis Kelce, a star Chiefs defender said, one more run is a no-brainer. Quoting here from Chris Jones on social media last night. This is a 53-year-old man trying to talk like somebody who's in his 20s or early 30s.
Go for it.
Okay. My dog got to come back. We got unfinished business.
My not dog.
D-A-W-G. My dog.
Yeah, of course. It's not D-O-G.
I know. Got to come back. We got unfinished business. following comments from General Manager Brett Veach and several other national reports regarding Kelce's potential return.
Travis Kelce, dog.
He is a dog. This is from Brett Veach, the GM. How we left it at the end of the season was he was fired up. Has one more year under contract. I still think he has the fire and the desire to play. And we shared this quote with you yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, there is no deadline. I think we left it as he'd be back. We're excited to get him back and get him going.
All right. We have No.
Wait for this story.
NFL news to bring to you today. We know the combine is going on right now, so there's a lot of chatter about the next NFL season, of course, ahead of the NFL draft. We had talked in the past about implementing a new system to figure out whether or not that ball got across that line for the first down.
Oh, for the love. Are we still talking about this?
Oh, no, we're not talking anymore.
It's official. The NFL announced today that they are benching the chain gang for the electronic first down measurement system starting in the regular season 2025. The chain gang will still appear on the field as a secondary option.
You mean an unnecessary option?
That doesn't solve anything. You still have to figure out the point that you're starting from.
The Hawkeye system.
Okay.
Hawkeye?
The Hawkeye system will serve as the primary method of measuring the line of gain. The chain gang will still work on the sidelines and be used as a backup if the measurement technology has a hiccup of any kind. They're going to be using the replay system as well.
Are they going to put a little chip inside the ball?
They have not specified what that Hawkeye system will look like, but that was what all of the chatter was prior to it getting approval today.
Okay.
Are they going to put chips on the knees of every quarterback and anybody else who's eligible to handle the ball, including everybody on the defense?
They could do that.
Well, this is just the first domino in a whole lot of dominoes that are going to fall.
You know, why don't
in a
we
system
just,
that is still a human system.
We can save a lot of money and quit paying players to play the sport. And, you know, we've got AI robots who can have a conversation. Let's just have them play the sport. It'll be like real steel.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
We'll just sit at home and play Madden.
Right.
Also, Bob Fesco has an update, not really an update on the stadiums.
Okay, what's that?
Conversations are happening, which is an update because they weren't. So now the state, the county, and the city have all participated in conversations regarding the teams potentially staying in Kansas City, which is something that has not happened since what we're two
are
months
we
away
d-
from a year
directing someone
out.
To have a conversation, or is it a conversation that's already happening?
Per Fesco's source, this was the first time the governor and the city and the state and the county all sat down in the same room to talk about the stadiums. Lucas and Frank were not part of the meeting. The big takeaway, they need to fix the property tax situation in Jackson County before doing anything else.
You think?
They want a resolution on the property tax situation within 3 weeks. Teams are meeting with the new governor sometime within the week.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of the governor, and Dan, I know you had this story, I think it was at the tail end of the show yesterday, and it's just a follow-up to a story we had on Monday. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe is urging the General Assembly to pass a Senate bill that would restrict the use of cell phones in public and charter schools. He says, and I quote, "It is simple. Cell phones have no place in Missouri classrooms." So the bill is on the floor. It has not been approved as far as I know, but the governor is offering his endorsement.
Similar to bills that were passed in other states, it would not provide a hard outline for what the districts need to do, but it does put a mandate that the districts do something, at least with a restriction during instructional time.
This is catching fire across the country.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
It really is. A story here from the New York Post. According to new data.
New data.
Gary Lezak collected by Monitoring the Future, a government-funded organization, for now, that studies trends in adolescence. Kids are more bored than ever before.
Okay.
That is completely fine, according to Stacey Rosenfeld, PhD. Psychologist. Yeah, of course. How many times? I mean,
good God.
Can I just say something real quick?
I grew up in North Topeka. You don't get to say anything.
This is the second study like this in 6 months. Go ahead.
Well, when Dana and Dan and I were kids.
Back in the day,
boys and girls.
We had to walk uphill both ways.
We did. It was an uphill climb to school and home every day.
So
bored.
Oh, my God. There's nothing to do.
And your parents would say, get outside and find something to do.
Find a stick.
Or they would say, I'll give you something to be bored about.
That's right. That's right. I mean, kids with their phones and all these gaming systems they got.
Well, there is probably something to the overstimulation of the children of this era. What with the computers, the screens, the phones, the TV, the
ding,
everything.
Ding, 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 ding.
The constant dopamine hits of everything. But there's probably something to that.
But when we were kids, everybody would sit around and go, oh, my God, I am so bored. Gag me with a food processor.
Dan is hitting the nail on the head. These studies are not indicative of the fact that kids have nothing to do these days. They have more to do these days than they've ever had before.
Right.
It's the fact that we are not teaching our children to be bored. So 30
Great
seconds
point.
Of quiet mind is the worst thing in the world. And it's having extreme negative impacts on society as a whole.
You know, I went on a long walk this morning without my phone. And I
Earbuds?
Was...
Earbuds?
No.
Oh.
I just took in nature, some vitamin D.
Yep. Felt the breeze under your robe.
It was beautiful.
Robe.
It was I did not have my robe on. I was wearing the same clothes I'm wearing right now.
Not the breeze under the robe. It was open.
Okay. It is a weird thing to leave your device and any screens, et cetera, behind.
I loved it.
It feels weird nowadays to
not
do
to
that, but it's also... It's refreshing.
I make a habit out
liberating.
Of
liberating.
I make a habit out of leaving my phone at home, especially if I'm just going to run a short errand to like the grocery store or go grab some stamps. You young people, that's what you affix to a letter or a bill.
What's a letter?
Okay. What's a bill?
Okay.
I have to have music on. If it's just deadly quiet in the house, I like to have a little music on in the background.
You couldn't go on a walk like down a nature trail.
Yeah.
Without your phone?
I could.
It was the most peaceful 45 minutes of my day.
But my phone is my music, and I kind of like to have the music on. But,
well, you can leave your phone behind, and Scott will lend you his cassette Walkman.
Yeah, I could do that. Do you remember the gloriousness of the first cassette Walkman with the little metal.
It was metal
headband,
very skinny metal.
Very skinny metal.
And the two circular padded earphones.
I wanted those so bad. I'm telling you.
You didn't have one?
I remember on the playground in elementary school, one of our friends got one, and she let me listen to it for like 4 seconds, and it was Madonna's Gonna Dress You Up in My Love. All over your body. That song, I still remember on the playground, the yearning that I had to have a Sony Walkman.
I had a Discman, which was utterly useless.
Even worse.
Because if you picked it up off the counter, it would scratch and skip.
Yep. You had to hold it just like you were carrying a plate, like you were a waiter carrying a plate.
You want me to jog with this thing?
Walkman didn't have that problem.
No, Walkman did not.
Yeah, those cassettes were awesome. And that was the first time that we had this individual way of listening to music. I mean, you had to carry around a boombox or one of those like industrial tape recorders.
But tell me if this sound rings a bell, guys, and Sam, it won't for you. You knew you were out $6.95 when you heard Dress You Up in My Love.
Yep. Oh, there it goes.
You knew that your Walkman had just eaten the cassette. And then you get your pencil out.
That's right.
And you try to fix it, and it's all crinkled up.
Had to do repair.
And you're like, dang, I'm out $6.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need to be bored.
Yes, they do.
I agree with you. I agree.
I mean, that fosters creativity and troubleshooting and figuring out how to accomplish things.
Yep.
That's a great point. Do you think some of the greatest artists of all time, you think the statue of David would have been carved if he had an iPhone to play with? He had Instagram Reels.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. She won't play these songs in concert anymore.
They keep you looking so... I know every single word right now. Well, I don't even have to look it up.
You won't be singing in at T-Mobile.
I don't know. Is she still touring?
Yeah. Shonda went and saw her a handful of years ago.
Oh, when they were ticked off.
And they were. Shonda said it was the worst concert she had ever been to in her life. And this is a woman who goes to Kid Rock concerts, okay? I mean it. But anyway, she said Madonna came. This was, I don't know, like, I said a couple of years ago. It's probably more like 10. And she told me that Madonna played mostly new stuff.
Yeah, she played like a medley of the hits.
Yeah, and when she did Like a Virgin, it was a ballad.
Yeah.
She slowed it down. It was unrecognizable.
The tickets were not cheap. And, you know, you have to know your audience. And when every woman in their, like, 40s and 50s are going to
relive
their
holiday, Dress You Up.
Borderline, Hello. Yep. Love that song.
Like a Prayer, Vogue. And you're playing new stuff that nobody's ever heard of?
How old is she?
How old is Shonda or Madonna?
Madonna.
Oh.
What? Why'd you even ask?
Madonna, you weirdo.
She's in her 60s. I don't know how old she
looks
is.
Nothing like she used to.
Really? You think that has anything to do with a lot of plastic surgery,
she's
Sam?
She's 66 years old.
66?
And when you Google her name, they have a picture of her in her younger years and a picture of her now side by side, and it literally looks like two different
people. Dude, when she did Like a Prayer and True Blue, she was...
She's very attractive. Remember the black lacy gloves without the fingers in them?
How can I forget?
I might have worn those around North Topeka once or twice. Yes, girls were buying those little black fingerless lace gloves.
No, they weren't.
And then wearing them to... Yes, they were.
I never saw a single girl... Wear
I'm
those
telling
gloves.
You, there are fashion
police
decisions
that need to talk to you
that were made in the 80s that should never be revived.
Is it true that they had to widen the doorways back then so the lady's hair could get through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we call that the dew to the moon. And
Here's what you do, Sam.
I'm just going to tell you right now. You would blow dry your hair upside down.
Correct.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then hairspray the heck out of it.
But there's only one brand.
Aquanet.
Of course.
Please. Then you would flip it back. But then you would curl the top and then back comb it. You would tease it. There are, I'm sure you've seen these online, like as memes. Oh, there are photos of girls where that the bangs are just a wall.
A wall. A brick wall. I mean, you punch Literally. It, like, you punch it, you break your hand.
Crunchy is what I would call it. The hair was crunchy.
Now, is that the hairdo that you had in your KU ID?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hung on to that until probably my junior year in college.
So the dew to the moon was a fashion statement from about roughly, I'd say, 84 to 92.
really peaked in the late 80s.
Really peaked in the late 80s.
If you go back and look at any yearbook, Sam, it's embarrassing.
The mullet and the rat tail for boys started emerging around 84-ish. Hang on, I got to tell you why.
Okay.
Because you were 14 years old and you wanted to have long hair like the guys in Motley Crue and Rat, but your parents wouldn't let you, so you had business up front, party was in the back.
From the text line. Dana, those gloves sound like a North Topeka thing.
It was.
Not a JoCo thing.
Going to the old North Topeka White Lakes Mall, if you know what I mean.
I would say my high school, that Madonna fashion was de rigueur. Yeah. There were a lot of girls.
A lot of neon back then.
A lot of that mesh and the lace finger hands.
And the thin rubber bracelets.
Maybe throwing a Swatch watch. I don't know if we'll have time.
The thin rubber bracelets that you wore 20 at a time.
Uh-huh. The black ones.
Mm-hmm. From the 80s and 90s, what is the one, you can choose either decade, what is the one fashion trend that has no business coming back? Because Chuck Taylors never died. Vans, I'm still wearing Vans at 53. I never stopped wearing Vans.
I have Chuck Taylors on right now.
Yeah, Chuck Taylors have always been a thing. They were huge in the 70s and 80s and never died. But the mullet has never really come back, even though people are trying to. The mustache did come back on men.
I'll tell you right now, it's the almost to the knee bike shorts. And I don't mean biker. I mean like
Bicycle. Like you're riding a mongoose and doing an endo. Yeah,
for boys and girls in the early 80s were a very big deal.
The yoga shorts are totally back.
Yoga shorts are back. I don't have a problem with yoga shorts.
But like the ones that go down like lower quad.
These were bike shorts. And we wore them and thought we looked cool.
I know what won't come back probably.
I wonder if you're going to have the same one I did.
Japanese writing on clothing.
I'd
forgotten about that. Yeah.
It was just random Japanese characters.
Or was it?
No idea what anything said.
It probably said something dirty.
It might have.
I had a shirt that I wore that said Material Girl, and I wore it liberally. I wore it
yesterday?
Like twice a week.
In
the late 80s.
Only twice?
A week.
It has been
kind of like my orange sweatshirt.
No, that's daily.
Oh, okay.
It has been 40 years, and I still want a pair of parachute pants.
I was just going to say that.
No.
That is the one thing I do not want to come back.
I never got to have a pair of actual parachute pants. Not those workout, floofy Casbah pants.
You're talking about the ones like, MC Hammer wore the ones where
balloon, where
the crotch was basically at your knees.
Those were not parachute pants. The parachute pants were that kind of nylon. They were tight. They were nylon with zippers all over. Oh, my God, they were the most amazing things.
From the text line, I'm 34 and still rocking a rat tail. Don't call it a hairstyle. It's a lifestyle.
Okay. No, it's not. So when we were kids, Sam, kids would grow, you'd have hair like mine, although it would be a little bit more filled in on the front top. But they would grow these rat tails in the back, and you couldn't just grow a rat tail.
Yeah.
You had to dye it. And if you had blonde hair, you dyed it brown. If you had brown hair, you dyed it blonde.
It's so gross.
And when it got long enough, you braided it, right?
You could.
You could if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
The rat tail was gross. How do these things even get... Remember thick laces?
Oh, yeah.
Those were a thing into the 2000s.
That the breakers wore?
Remember fedoras?
Are we really calling them breakers?
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called today.
Only in the Olympics.
We need a 1980s dress-up day here.
She recently made it back into the news, by the way, because she went out to a dance club and was hammered, and everybody cheered her on to get onto the dance floor. And
did she?
She was on the dance floor.
Just not moving a lot?
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Dan, Sam, Dana, my name's Scott on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So a little bit of a lifestyle change this week. And Sam, I need your input here.
Again?
Yes.
Every week, man.
What is going on? We have decided just to dip our toe slowly and gently into the gluten-free waters.
I'm out.
Hear me out.
Welcome. It's so green over here.
We went and, you know, you can have your blood tested, Scott. And I am having my oldest son go do the exact same test this week. He has had gut issues since college. He's been out of school now, what, 3 years, four years?
It's a 30-some-odd point blood panel, and yes. They will tell you anything and everything about yourself.
Just
that you
listen,
did not think
listen
you
to me,
to
Scott,
know.
Here. There's a number that this test spits out, okay? And let's say the normal number for wheat sensitivity is 1. Something under 1, I think, is what it was.
1.9 is the maximum threshold before you get into the I should probably stop eating wheat category.
So 1.9 is the number you're looking for when your blood work comes back. Right. Sam, would you care to tell the audience what your number came back?
A 4.7.
Okay, 1.9 is good. 4.7 is bad. And when you look at the chart, that is into higher positive territory of wheat things. And for you, you said your entire life you've had gut and digestive
Absolutely.
Issues.
Absolutely. I have had, I said it to you in a text message, what has felt like some sort of medical epiphany every day since I found out that knowledge, linking that knowledge to some weird medical ailment that I had that I thought was just normal.
So you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Now, if you ate like a loaf of bread, what would happen?
Well, so we had something in the studio the other day that had some gluten in it.
It was Dana's cake.
And I hadn't eaten any gluten other than that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I ate that at, you know, 145, 150. By 345, 4 o'clock, I said to Scott in his headset, if I run out of the studio, it's because I had to go take care of some business, if you know what I'm saying.
You said, if I leave the studio, it's a 9-wig boom boom.
And I did.
My cake gave you the poops, but not because I'm not great at baking that cake, but because you've got some.
Because I hadn't had any gluten, and that had gluten in it.
So we did the same test. I do not have my number yet, but I'm going to get it. My son, if you're 4.6, Sam, I'm worried my son is like a 10. And it goes all the way up. And the higher it goes, you get into celiac disease and all of that stuff. My person's number came back over 9.
What?
9. And I would not say, we don't eat bread. You saw my big moldy loaf of bread the other day because it was just sitting up there. Mm-hmm. But I think there's so much wheat in things that you don't think about, like soy sauce. Didn't have that in my bingo card.
Soy sauce has gluten.
Yes. And so when you start looking at this stuff, it's like, okay, so now, and I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm not giving you advice. Talk to your healthcare professional.
We are not doctors nor dietitians.
If you have health issues, if you have inflammation, if you're
Profuse sweating.
Acne,
you guys
is one of them.
That was a major issue with
you
me.
You were a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Have you stopped sweating?
I have.
No way.
I mean, I still sweat like during physical activity, but I don't sweat just standing here anymore.
So we had a work meeting yesterday, and the three people that were in this meeting, you don't know them, Scott, but Big Boss was in the meeting. And they come in and they were looking at the salad options. And she was like, we're all three, believe it or not, we're all three gluten free. And I go, oh my gosh, we've just started this. Like, we're 1 week in. What do we eat for breakfast? And she says,
eggs.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Apparently, Honey Nut Cheerios is the thing that does not have the gluten in it.
I mean, I just eat eggs and sausage and
spinach. Can you do that every day?
I do.
We've been doing eggs every day. But every once in a while,
I do eggs, sausage, spinach, and Greek yogurt every morning.
Okay. And a lot of meat, a lot of nuts.
A lot of protein. Yeah, I mean, I've got a big old bag of mixed nuts right here with my granola in it. I am officially a granola guy.
I know.
And I used to make fun of people
for
being granola.
Wait, you can have granola?
That's gluten-free.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't know that either.
So I went and got bread today, and it was like $96. However, I toasted that up, Sam, put some peanut butter on it. It tasted phenomenal.
Gluten-free bread is the worst thing that I've ever tried.
What about gluten-free pasta?
Okay, no, wait. Okay, pasta. I don't know about pasta, but I'm telling you, Sam, the bread that I got, I'll send you. I don't remember what it was called. I toasted it, threw some peanut butter on it. It was glorious. I don't eat bread really anyway, but it was really good. 70 calories a slice, I looked.
I took one bite of my gluten-free sandwich right after I found this information out, and let's just say that the rest of that loaf turned into the loaf that you had in your cabinet.
You need to toast it. It's really good toasted.
Okay.
So, Scott, we will keep you. We're on this little journey.
Okay.
And we will let you know how it goes.
Please do.
Now,
I'm going to continue to eat everything gluten and go on long walks.
Yeah.
I don't avoid it entirely because I can't do gluten-free pasta, and I'm a big pasta guy.
Yeah.
So, I'll be like, hey, we're having spaghetti tonight. Just know that it's going to stink.
Okay. Literally.
Is your girlfriend doing the same thing? Has she gone gluten-free with you?
Yeah.
Out of sympathy or because she had to?
Well, I buy a lot of the groceries, so.
I would not have wanted to have done this 20 years ago or 10 years ago, but now when you go to the grocery store, there are entire sections of this stuff.
I mean, but there are so many symptoms that I thought it was just part of being Sam, you know? I had accepted the fact that I take care of business 3 to 4 times a day.
You're leaving something out.
I had accepted the fact that I expel things prior to taking care of business all day.
Okay.
I mean, we do all those studies about how the average person releases
it's 10 farts a day.
Gaseous fecal matter from their behind 10 to 15 times a day. And I'm like, I do that an hour. What are you talking about?
That has stopped.
It got so bad. Every once in a while, I have to go into his studio to either talk to him about something or check on something on the log. And it got so bad near the end where I would crack open the door to his studio and I go, is it safe to come in?
Yep.
And he would say, it's safe now, yes.
Okay.
Well, and Dana bought me a candle for Christmas a couple of years ago that still sits in the studio that says, light this when Sam passes gas.
I did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you know how it goes.
I can't wait to find out.
Can't wait to share.
We're having brats tonight with a honey mustard from Germany.
Good.
And bread and more bread.
No. Sauteed mushrooms and carrot slices. So thank you very little. New York's top prosecutor on Monday announced a nearly $17 million settlement with DoorDash for, quote, misleading both consumers and delivery workers by using tips intended for its drivers to subsidize their own pay. The online delivery platform headquartered in San Francisco used the wage model between May of 2017 and September of 2019 to pocket drivers' tips. New York Attorney General Letitia James said an investigation conducted by her office found that DoorDash misled customers by pocketing tips intended for its drivers, dubbed Dashers, and added the funds to the driver's base pay instead of providing them the full tips that they had earned. Says General James, this is just fundamentally unfair. Customers had no reason to believe that these tips were being used by DoorDash to reduce its costs. They knew it wasn't right, and they did it anyway.
Mm.
Oh, but yet DoorDash is out with a statement.
Oops.
To the USA
say
Today.
Hashtag oops.
We remain committed to making sure that Dasher earnings are always fair and transparent. The allegations settled were related to an old pay model that was retired in 2019, when we realized we were going to get caught.
Transparently stealing your money.
While we believe that our practices properly represented how Dashers were paid during this period, we are pleased to have resolved this years-old matter and look forward to continuing to offer a flexible way for millions of people to reach their financial goals. Every word I just read from DoorDash is a lie. It's all a lie. Anyway. That's all. Oh, and Kia is recalling some more cars, by the way.
Could they find them?
Okay. No, they were stolen.
Kia is recalling more than 137,000 of its vehicles due to a potential issue that can damage the vehicle's engine. These are the vehicles involved. The Kia Seltos, never even heard of it. Model years 2021 to 2023 and the Kia Soul 2021 to 2023.
How's your old Kia doing?
Well, Mia the Kia is doing very well. Thank you. Maya's driving her now. And I called to check the other day. I said, how's Mia doing? And she said, Mia is rocking it. She's loving the warmer weather.
Good.
You know, 60% of Americans name their cars. That was the first show we ever did. The first,
no way.
The first topic ever done on this program in December of 2006 was a survey that found that 60% of Americans name their car. Maya's other car, the one prior, was Razda the Mazda.
She likes to rhyme.
So my car has a name in, like, in the app. You can put a name to it, like Dana's car. But I don't know that I would call it a name that I gave it. I don't know that it has a name. Maybe it needs a name.
Mine is Herzog.
That is a terrible name.
No. What color is it?
I don't know.
You don't know the color of my car?
Like white? What, like as in Whitey Herzog? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right. Sam, do you name your truck?
I thought calling it Whitey might be a little inappropriate.
I can't tell you what I call my truck because when I say things to my truck, it's typically in a bad light.
Does it start with stupid piece of?
But my very first ever vehicle had a lot of hail damage, and I called her Haley.
It should be Damn, Sam. That should be your truck's name.
It starts with mother. Can't say the rest.
This is the second word end with er.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Park, Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ. Story here from the USA Today. Three U.S. citizens were reportedly found dead at a luxury resort in Belize over the weekend. Belize police have launched an investigation into the mysterious deaths of the three women. Some of their names are hard to pronounce, so I'll just say they're 23, 24, and 26. The trio were reportedly staying at the Royal Cahill Beach Resort in San Pedro. Their bodies were discovered by hotel employees in their suite on Saturday morning. They were last seen entering on camera their suite Thursday night. Police did a search, thorough search, along with the pathologist and regarding the scenes of the crime, if there is a crime. There was nothing of substance that could have been found other than alcohol and some gummies. Quoting here from the police commissioner in Belize, we're not saying at this time that the gummies caused the death, but we are looking at every possibility. Three young ladies out on a Belize, I've heard, is beautiful, by the way. This reminds me of, remember the, was it in the late 20-teens, there were Americans that were dying in the Dominican Republic drinking alcohol.
Oh, I thought that was Mexico.
They were going back to their hotel rooms and they were found dead. I believe they even checked the hotel for like carbon monoxide something.
That was in the Bahamas.
It was tainted alcohol. You remember
in
that?
In the Dominican Republic. And that was the year I was taking the kids to go to the Dominican Republic. And you were like, you shouldn't go. And I'm like, well, I'm not drinking. And the kids were too young to drink, so we weren't going to drink. But it was tainted alcohol. That's right. A Florida man has confessed to murdering another man in 1997. Closing a cold case that's more than a quarter century old. Would you care to guess?
Yes, I would.
How they found him?
DNA?
Yes, it was.
Genealogy database, anyone?
Stephen Edenfield was found stabbed, beaten inside of his Tampa, Florida condo in February of 1997. He had gone out twice the night before. Who did they get for this, though? Boy, talk about burying the lead.
Burying?
Okay, I didn't mean it that way. Some guy, last name Gleeha.
You know, still alive? Sorry.
I'm looking for that right now. Boy, they really buried
this lead.
When they
catch them, I want them to be alive. I want them to know it is over. You have been caught. I hope you looked over your shoulder every single day of your life, and I hope you waste away in prison.
Yep, they got him on first-degree murder. He was already in a jail in Illinois on a forgery warrant.
All right. When we get back, we will tell you about 53-year-old Lisa Janine Finley. Lisa. She is from Missouri, and she tried to sell Graceland.
She doesn't own Graceland.
No, she does not own Graceland, Scott. Not even one blade of grass on that famed property. Yet she tried to.
She's from Missouri.
Yeah, she's not even
one of ours.
From anywhere near Memphis or its surrounds.
Interesting.
She's going bye-bye.
We also have some more details in the three men who are currently on trial for stealing the golden throne.
Have you seen the video, Sam?
I have not.
There is surveillance video of these ding-a-lings walking out in the dark of night with a stolen golden throne. One of them is just holding the toilet lid.
Somebody had to hold it.
What do you call the toilet seat? The toilet seat. What is this?
Somebody had to hold it.
Holding the toilet seat as they've run to the car.
That is awesome.
You take the tank. I've got the seat. We're going to break this down.
Who's getting the stool?
Yeah, who's got the lid? Who's going to take the lid? And we talked to you, we told you about in the beginning of the hour, the NFL is going to the magic ball that is going to make sure that they know if it really did cross the first down line. In baseball, the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, you know, in preseason baseball, you can call for the batter, the catcher, or the pitcher can call for an instant review. The Cincinnati Reds manager, Terry Francona, is telling his players, do not ask for a review, no matter what.
We might have to bring that back.
His reasoning is you can't do it in the regular season, so don't even get used to doing it in the preseason. It's actually pretty smart. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.